Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Godfather of Soul, James Brown, ladies and gentlemen. We got some serious soul going on here on the Small Business Advocate Show. Anytime we got James Brown, as long as I'm on the air, we're going to have some of James. I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am a small business advocate, and my website's smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And we're having a great visit with one of my favorite folks on the planet, Sarah Heiner, the daughter and of the founder of the Bottom Line Publications, the Bottom Line Personal, bi-monthly, and also all the annuals, the Bottom Line Yearbook, the health books, the women's book. We're still working on the men's book. Sarah, thanks again for being here. And it's bottomlineinc.com, right?
Bottomlineinc.com, yes. It's got all sorts of great information. We got videos. We got audios. We got blogs. We got it all.
And by the way, you mentioned Adam Levin earlier. Adam is a member of my Brain Trust.
He's on the powerhouse.
Show. Yep. So, yeah. Okay. Trip cancellation insurance.
You think you're covered, but you're not.
Yeah, have you done that? I've never have bought trip cancellation, but however, I have a friend who did. He was going to go to the lost was Machu Picchu or whatever the thing was.
Machu Picchu,
that's it.
Yeah.
And the guy went broke that he had it with, and he had trip insurance. He got his money back.
Wow. Well, you know, sometimes you kind of have a feeling that you should do it. The key thing is that it doesn't cover everything.
Right.
It really only, and that's the thing that people figure they buy trip insurance.
Know what you're covering, getting covered,
and they're covered. If you want to buy any reason coverage, the cost of that insurance is probably going to cost you half again as much as what you're paying. It's a lot. But otherwise, I mean, it's things like if you need to change or if you need to cancel because of an illness, you can, but you need a doctor's note. You can't just say, hi, sorry, I have the flu. You need to have proof of that.
Mm-hmm.
If there's a weather event, you only get covered if it's something, an unexpected event that is out of the control of the airlines. So, and it's only like things like.
So read the fine print. Make sure that whatever you're paying for, you know what you're going to get from that.
Yes, exactly. So like, you know, if you have a delay. So we went away a couple years ago and basically lost one night, the first night. We sat on the tarmac. The plane ended up with a mechanical problem.
Right.
Put us in a hotel, went the next day. So we had to eat the first day at a nice stay in a hotel because I've got credit cards. Some of the credit card companies have trip insurance. American Express has trip insurance built in. But if it's just one night, they're not going to pay for it.
Right.
It really is. You have to.
You're
going
to have to expect to take some risk on your own.
Yes.
You're just trying to keep from losing. You know, if it's a $10,000 trip, which many of them can be or more.
Right.
You're not going to lose 10. You might lose. Three or something like that, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, it all depends on what it is. But, like, in terms of delays, if you end up losing a night or two, not going to happen. You have to lose over 50% of your trip to have insurance cover it.
Okay.
So you have to lose a big amount. Now, sometimes, like, you know, why do you buy insurance? Buy insurance if there's really a chance that you think that there's going to be a problem. You must have had a gut feeling that packager was going to be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you're going on an American Express trip,
you don't worry about it.
You're pretty confident about
except for the weather, which they should cover.
Right.
So,
but you know,
so
you
just
can,
use your head. You got it. It's just like buying insurance for a car. At some point in time, you decide not to carry collision on a car that's old. You know, you decide you're going to be self-insured at some point, right?
Yes. You truly take your chances, and you know, I mean, you manage your money too. I mean, don't go on a trip you can't afford.
I want to make sure we get to this next part, and that best dressed flyers get better treatment. See, there was a time when it would never have occurred to me to go flying on an airplane unless I was decked. You know, I was pretty nattily dressed. You know, I'd wear, even if I didn't have a coat, I would look nice. Right now, I'm kind of slouchy.
Well, so, I got to tell you, I mean, it's like this is the most obvious, simple thing, and I just came back. We were just away. And it just amazes me. People fly in there. It's like they're in their pajamas.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen.
I don't know.
When I say I'm slouchy, what I mean is I wear jeans now.
Right, but you're still tidy. You look clean.
Yeah,
so
I take a bath and everything. Yeah.
The New York Times did a series of interviews with flight attendants and with spokespeople for the airlines. And the truth is that if you look better, you're treated better.
Yeah.
Duh.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I knew when we traveled with our girls when they were young, and we've traveled with them since they were infants, I had a very strict rule. They had to be clean and cute. Because when you're traveling with little kids and you want the flight attendants to be available to you,
right.
Do you want dirty face, no. Boogie nose, right? Messy kids dripping all over them? No. You want kids that look cute and the flight attendant's going to go, oh, honey, let me give you a
I just want to take a bite out of you.
Yeah, exactly. Like, it's just basic common sense. So if you get on a plane and you look clean and tidy and you deserve respect, you're going to get respect.
And if you fly in first class, wear a coat because then you get them. You get to let the ladies or the flight attendants hang it up for you, right?
They do hang
make
it up
a big
for
deal
you.
Out of it, like you're somebody, right?
It's very true. But I mean, it sounds so obvious, and this is like I have a running battle with our editorial team because they'll put things in our publication like dress nice and you get treated better.
Right.
And I go, oh my God, that's such horse sense. Why would I have to say that to
people? I want to change subject real quick. In your November 15th publication,
yes.
There's an excellent article about franchises that don't cost a lot.
Yeah.
So folks, these are like in a few thousand dollars.
There are a whole bunch of franchises you can get. So, you know, people looking for second careers, people looking for, you know, what do they want to do next kind of thing, or some people got job eliminated, and, you know, your listeners are a bunch of business owners, so you can even invest in new ones. So there are a ton of franchises that you can do that are under $20,000. They are mostly service organizations.
Some of them are $2,000 or $3,000. So go to the November 15th edition of Bottom Line Personal.
Yeah, come to bottomlineinc.com. I'll make sure that story is up on the website.
Great.
And it's called Franchises That Don't Cost a Lot.
All right.
And there's a ton of options. And it's great as a business owner because they give you the support.
I like telling people about franchises because that's coloring. It helps a lot of people become entrepreneurs who aren't entrepreneurial.
It's a handbook. It helps you. Help you along.
Call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. Quick break. Don't forget, folks, Bottom Line Personal is the magazine. Quick break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.